Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big, the musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brstage.org. The Golden Bachelor couple, Gary and Teresa, have announced that they are getting a divorce. The announcement was made on Friday on Good Morning America after just 3 months of being married.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Audio provided by ABC News. Nerves were high for the couple as they made their announcement, saying they were anxious for their fans' reactions. The couple were experiencing and struggling with their own grown children and grandchildren. They both stated they still love one another and that the divorce was not a result of falling out of love. The pair want to stay best friends as they continue to look for love. Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli died on Friday at the age of 83. The announcement was made by his company in a social media post stating, quote, "It is with great sadness that today we say our final goodbyes to our founder, Roberto Cavalli." The designer was known for his glamorous designs and animal prints that were worn by Taylor Swift, Madonna, Beyonce, and several other celebrities. Additionally, some of the biggest concert tours of 2023 featured many Cavalli creations, including Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour. O.J. Simpson reportedly still owes the family of Ron Goldman, whose murder Simpson was acquitted from in 1995, over $100 million at the time of his death on Wednesday, April 10th. Though acquitted, Simpson was found liable in civil court 2 years later for more than $33 million for the murders. Fred Goldman's attorney told Daily Mail on Thursday that the Goldman family is still chasing the payments and have been for years.
$70 million judgments have a life of their own. They just don't go away.
Audio provided by KCAL News. That was attorney David Cook back in 2018 after a judge denied a motion to withhold OJ's future earnings to pay back his debts. Simpson's debt with interest is now over $100 million. Now, more than 6 years later, Cook still plans to start the collection process at the Simpsons estate. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.